The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a completely different group of people, either from the previous 12 cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Yuma, brought to you by Ben Chumot Yerushalayim, is daf Chet. We are holding on the fourth line. Now, just to remind you, we had traced the machloket Tanoim about whether we would say that there is actually a complete heter when it comes to Tuma, which is called Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. So whenever we have a Korban Tzibur that is Kavua Lozman, there's no issue b'chalal about Tuma. Or perhaps there's a small issue, according to one Lashon in Reb Nachman. But we would like to, if it's not too much trouble, we would like to get somebody, you know, who's tahor. But it's certainly not a major problem. Or according to Reb Sheshes, Tuma is only the chuya b'tzibur. And we found that this is actually turns out to be a machloket between the Tanoim as to whether the tzitz, interestingly enough, doesn't have anything to do with it, as to whether the tzitz is meratze only when it's on the head of Aaron, or even if it's toli besicht, even if it's hanging on a hook. Because the point is that Rabbi Shimon Tainis, look, it's clear that the tzitz does not have to be on his head, because how is the tzitz meratze on Yom Kippur if a Kohen Gadol by definition isn't wearing it? To which Rabbi Yehuda responds, what does Yom Kippur have to do with the tzitz? Since Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't need a tzitz. So obviously there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, to bring us right up to date, that machlokas boiled down to the question of how we understand, the question about the tzitz, boiled down to how we understand the pasuk that says, tamid, it says, v'yal mitzcho tamid, l'ratzon leim lefnei Hashem. So if you learn at the beginning of the pasuk, v'haya ametzach Aharon, v'nasa Aharon, at avodat kodashim is the ikar point, so then you have to say that only when Aharon is wearing it, it says beferish, v'yal mitzach Aharon, v'nasa Aharon. If you learn that the end of the pasuk is the one that you're going to look at, so obviously, Tainas, look, I mean, it can't possibly mean that it's literally on his head all the time. I mean, we can't nail it into his head. He's got to go to the bathroom, he goes to sleep, and so on. So v'mela, it's got to mean that it's tomid l'ratzai. Not that it has to be al-metzach in order to be tamid l'ratzei, which teaches us that even if it's not on his head, that nonetheless, it's meratzei.
Why wouldn't the more just say kind of tamid means when he has to do with that body? Because
he is doing that.
No, but there's ne'er tamid, which is only...
Yes, but he is. Here he is doing that.
Right.
But even if he says that, are you mean to say b'chalal?
Why would you... Tamid, the only time he's...
Because l'ratzei l'chor is going on all the time. It's not only him. L'ratzon is for any kohen. So how could it mean that only when he personally would be doing the void? It has to be negeh the kli. So it's negeh the kli, the menorah, right? It's the kli, the shulchan, that's the kli. But over here, in terms of the kli, it doesn't make enough to me. It's an utilization. So today, the Gemara wants to see how do we flip that pasuk. Because it seems to be pretty persuasive, right? We talked about the pasuk that says that it has to be tamid dafka on his metzah. I mean, we said, okay, what that means is tamid virtually tamid. In other words, I'll explain it, that it means that a person has to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to always keep it in mind, and it's the makor of the Yisr of Hesach Hadas, and from there we learn to fill in, you can't be Messiah Hadas, fine. Now, that was in one direction. That's what Rabbi Yehuda does with the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon. But what does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Asked the Gemara today. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who darshins that it's tamid miratza, what about the fact that it says beferish v'haya ametzach Aaron, v'nasa Aaron, that mitzvo is an awful error, which is repeated twice here, because dafka mitzvo is the end of the pasuk, which is al mitzvo tamid, is the opposite. So here it should say metzach, right? V'haya ametzach Aaron v'nasa Aaron is what it's referring to. So what does he do with the opening of the pasuk that was very persuasive to us originally? Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, obviously it has to be worn by him. Rabbi Shimon says what that means is simply where it's supposed to go. V'haya ametzach Aaron. That's all. Now, it doesn't connect to the idea of the noisei. So it needs to be on his forehead. That's where you put it. That's all what it means. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know the gebal makom minola? What do you mean? He says, it says, mitzvah, what's the problem? I don't need the whole thing. We're learning, So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the very fact that it says V'haya al mitzvot tami, what's wrong with using that? To tell me that it has to be al mitzvot, that's enough. So for me, that makes it very, very clear. Hey, yeah, you know, that's true. What do we need the whole first part of the pasuk for? Reb Shimon Nami, typically me al mitzvot. You see why it's so confusing you say mitzvah before, because you get confused. Right? The al mitzvah is the end of the pasuk. The al mitzvah is the beginning of the pasuk. So why can't I learn it at the end of the pasuk? Enoch Inami, you're right. Sorry, I take it back. You could. Okay, so let's get back to the question. So what do you do? Oh man, he does it again. What do you do with the part that the fact that it says Al Mitzach Aaron Vinasa Aaron? What do you do with that? You haven't explained yourself then.
Bach only corrects it once though.
Well, if he only corrects it once, then he should have corrected it twice. What we do. So Omalakha Ra'ui Lameh, all that means is that it has to be again, and we saw this before, we didn't know where we got it from. It has to be Ro'ui to go on his Mitzach. Suppose, as often happens with the takshit, the little place where it gets clicked into the chain that holds it, breaks. You know, it doesn't have a clasp, but so there's the chain that holds it, it has to be Ro'ui for the Mitzach Aaron. That, yes. And from there I learned out that if the tzitz broke, it's no good. So that's the pshat of Mar Lecha. That comes to teach me Ra'ui LaMeitzach. Ra'yo Meitzach Aaron. If it can fit and sit on the Meitzach, it's Maratzah. If it cannot, She'eno Ra'ui LaMeitzach, Eino Maratzah. La'fuki Nishbar Hatzitz, the La'Maratzah, which we said before, that this is why the Rabbi was explaining, you should know, Nishbar Hatzitz, Kuli Yama Meide. This is where it came from. But wait a minute, so then how does Rabbi Yehuda know it? Now I have a problem, because obviously according to Rabbi Yehuda, he used that V'ayal Meitzach that it's only Meratzah when it's all Meitzach. So how does he know now Nishbar Hatzitz Min Halei? So it's for that, he says V'ayal Meitzach, and then it says V'ayal Mitzcho. So V'ayal Mitzcho tells me that there's an extra vav here. No. So what's wrong with that? Rabbi Shimon, it's not a good leader. Meitzach Mitzcho, that's lo mashmo. So, Neima Hanikanui, let us say that the machlokas that we have over here, that we've traced now to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, actually is a machlokas similar to Hanitana. To Tanya. Whether we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, or whether we're talking about the Kohen who does the Aveda on the Parah, we require 7 days of Hazayas. Rabbi Yossi says, well, four, you need Shlishi Vishvi. I mean, that's the din of Hazai of the Poraduma. In Mazina Lavela, Shlishi Vishvi Milvat. And a third Shita, Rabbanina Skana Kohani Momer, well, it depends. The Kohen Asarefa Tapara, indeed, your Mazina Lav Kol Shiva. But the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, we need only Shlishi Vishvi. It's just to be Matayrim. So what's the point? In Mazina Lavela, Shlishi Vishvi. Now, we'll take a look now at what the Machlokas, first, the primary Machlokas, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So my love, but for Mifli. Why does Rabbi Meir say every single day? He apparently holds that Tuma is only Dukhuya Yivetzibur. You know, and because of that, we need to do absolutely the most that we could possibly do. And every single day, we have to be Misupak. Maybe today is the third day. Hey, we bring him in since he was Mittameh. The next day, we'll say maybe today is the third day. The next day, we can still say maybe today is the third day. And we get to there's a problem over in the fourth day, because the fourth day can't be the third day, but the Gemara will talk about that later. The fifth day, we say, well, maybe this is the seventh day when we remaz on him on the third day. Sixth day, we'll say, this is the seventh day we remaz him on the second day. And the seventh day, we'll say, this may be the seventh day from when we remaz him on the third day. Okay, so he apparently wants to cover all of his bases. I understand. If you hold that Tumah is only the Chuyah, so it's nice to cover all your bases. Whereas Rabbi Yossi apparently would hold that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, and therefore there's no basis to cover. But what do you mean, Tumah? If he holds it's Hutra, why are we being Mazanim at all? I don't understand what you're saying. V'tizbra. Yisav Rabbi Yossi that it's Hutra B'tzibur. So what are we doing Hazah for? So Hazah Klal Lomali. That's true. All right, let's try this. L'kulei Amanit and Yisavri Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. Actually, just the opposite. Tumah apparently is Tchuyah and only Tchuyah. Because after all, everybody agrees that you have to do the Hazoya. So what's the machlokes? Talk about Kamiflagi. Rabbi Meir Savar Amrina and Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi Savar Lo Amrina Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So now we have a major question that comes up in many places. Lagabi Tefillah. Here, of course, we're talking about Hazoya, not a Tefillah. We'll see later on the question of learning out Hazoya from Tefillah. Right now, we're assuming that whatever you would hold about Tefillah would be true about Hazoya. So the question is, if somebody, and we saw this, Machlokas and Nida, remember the whole question of the Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, how many times a woman who has lost her count, that she was Mesopekas, she married, oh, who knows how many dozens and dozens and dozens of times, has to go to the mikveh, even though it won't be Matayra, because it'll be Tzadah Sofik. That was because it was a question of, okay, but it could be that today is the day that she ought to be Matayra, so she go to the mikveh. That's Tefillah B'Zmana Mikveh. And then, if you hold that Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah, so then, there's no problem. You go once whenever you want to be Torah. What do you have to worry about when you might possibly have gone? That's Eina Mitzvah. So now, if we hold that there is a need to be Medayik when it is he became Tameh, then I understand. So now I need to do my Hazoya Bizmana. Maybe today's the third day. Maybe tomorrow's the third day. Maybe the third day is the third day. And again, the same thing. Maybe the fifth day is the seventh day. The sixth day is the seventh day. So that would explain why he holds that you have to do the Hazoya every single day, other than the fourth day, which we'll talk about later. So that's because he holds Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi may simply also hold Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. And that way, it has nothing to do with the Machlokas in our sugya at all. Fine. So for Rabbi Yossi, I understand. So for Rabbi Yossi, you don't hold Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that Tefillah B'Zmana is Mitzvah. But Tanya, Harishai Hashem Ketuv Al Besaro. Somebody has the Shem Hashem written on his skin. Now he's got a big problem. He's got to go to the mikveh, you know. So normally, look, you know, he's not allowed to go to take a shower because he'll erase the shame. He's not allowed to rub himself with oil, he'll erase the shame. Not allowed to stand in a place where it's dirty because he's exposing the shame to Hayamacharecha Kadosh. Lo yirchatz, lo yasuch, lo yamad b'bokam atinafes. How about if he has to go to the mikveh? He's done lo tefillah shel mikveh, mitzvah. So then what he does is he takes a little bit of reed, korechalav gami, he puts on a light band-aid, and that way can be tefillah. And the water at least won't like smash into it. So there'll be less exposure to water. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a good idea. Because Lamaisa, he may feel uncomfortable doing that if he doesn't have a piece of band-aid, and he'll put off his tefillah. And therefore, it's more important to be mekayem his mitzvah. Yorid v'tevel kedarkai, he should go do his normal tefillah, but he should be careful not to rub the skin. Now over there, in that sugya, where the Gemara works it out, we're going to see it later on, that the machlokas, there is a tefillah b'zman mitzvah. That's what they're arguing in. Tanakam is sarvah lomi and tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Therefore, they don't care. Don't go to the mikveh unless you have something to cover the Shem Hashem with. Reb Yossi, tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. So what are you telling me here that Reb Yossi's svara is that there's no din of hazoya b'zman mitzvah? Right? I mean, you're saying he needs to do Hazoya because he ought to do Bizmana Tchuya B'tzibur. But it doesn't have to be Bizmana. So just as long as you do the third day and the seventh day, everything is fine. What do I care what day really is from the Tchuya? And here it says exactly the opposite. Whoops. Okay, let's take that from the top. All right. Let's start again. Obviously, both hold Tchuya B'tzibur, both hold Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. The question is whether Tefillah implies that the same thing would be true of Hazoya. So how could we forget? Rabbi Meir said, "I'm actually an Hazoya l'tefillah." So according to Rabbi Meir, if I hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so then I also have to hold out to that Hazoya b'zman mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we're not makish Hazoya b'zmana, and the din of shlishi v'shvii is not a chiyuv that you should dafka shlishi v'shvii. What it means is not before shlishi, and not less than 4 days between your two Hazoyas. That's all it means. Whenever you get around to, you want to go a year being tummy, it's your business. But if you have to be mitzayer, you have to wait until the third day, and then you'll have to wait 4 days at least before your second husband. Okay, so now we know that this machlokas has nothing to do with our machlokas before, but you haven't explained where Chanina's Kanakonim's perish. Chanina's Kanakonim says, well, it depends. The kind of service of para, indeed, you have to do Hazoya every day. The kind of Godal for Yom Kippurim, you only do Shlishi Vishvi. I mean, Mamon of Shoch, if you hold Hazoya Bizmana Mitzvah, there should be absolutely no nafkamina. If you, whatever he holds, either it's all seven or in both, or it's only Shlishi Vishvi in both. Ah, Well, how do you make sense with that? And there's the Gemara Monitor. Imakish Hazor Letvila, then that would be true about Koyim Yogar Lubiyom HaKippurim Nami. If he's not Makish Hazor Letvila, so then even the Koyim service up or Nami Lo should also not have to do every single day. Says the Gemara, Chaneh's kind of Koyim is a completely different issue. He holds that Loyolam Lo Makish, there's no din for sure of Hazor Yabizman HaMitzvah. And the reason that the Koyim service up or is doing this is because of a mile beyond. So we saw it before. We do many things to show how makbid we are on Taira for the Paro. That's one of the things that we do. Ask the Gemara, and according to whom is the following Braita written? Actually, we treat the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen that's burning the Paro, exactly the way we treat the Kohen Gadol, except for one small thing. And that is Shezeh Prishatol Kedusha. That the one who's going to be going in on Yom Kippur, the point over there is not chashash of tumah, but rather in order to put him into a state of mind in which he has the sense, like we saw before, the way Rish Lakish was learning, you know, that kedei latayer, make Baisha clear of anything other than his, and Hema, Retet, and Zeah, and that's what we want. We want him not to have the least bit of Kavas Rosh, as Rashi says. We want him to have a sense of awe when he's coming into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he's going to be going. And therefore, it's for Kedusha. And because of that, I mean, we don't try to keep people away from touching him or so on, or being machmir, maybe this guy's tummy, and you know, for that level of the Kohen, we can't let anybody near him. But Hashenke, when it comes to the Kohen service of Pora, the whole idea is a mile in Tara. So Zeh Prishat HaLetara, because of that, we don't even allow Erchav HaKohanim to be Nageyabo. And that's the only difference. Anyway, so who do you think said that? Well, I'll tell you one thing. It sure can't be Rav Pinchas Kana Kohanim, because it's missing the main difference. According to Rav Pinchas Kana Kohanim, the difference is Mazen Lov Kol Shiva versus Mazen Avonish V'Shiva Shvi. But it works out fine, either according to Rabbi Meir or according to Rabbi Yosi, says the Gemara. So come on, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, the E, Rav Pinchas Kana Kohanim, Ayikanamiha. I don't understand the fourth day. You're telling me that the issues you're considering over here is whether Hazoya Bizman HaMitzvah. So fine. So if Hazoya Bizman HaMitzvah, I understand. Days 1, 2, and 3 might all be the third day from the time that he touched its Tumas Meis. And day 5, 6, and 7 may be the fourth day from the time in which we were first Maza on him. But it's impossible for the fifth day to be anything. It's obviously, it can't be 4 days from when we did the Hazoya, and it can't be the third day from when he became Tomei, because he was in the Beis HaMikdash. So, how do you explain this? So, Bishlama, says Rabbi Yezer, I understand. The Rishain, you're doing Hazoya because you're afraid it's the Shlishi, right? The Sheni, doing Hazoya because you're afraid it's the Shlishi. The Shlishi, you're doing Hazoya because maybe it's the Shlishi. Fine. The fifth day, maybe it's Shvi, Chamishi Shema Shvi, because it would be from the first day that we did Hazoya. The Shishi, maybe that's the correct Shvi, because it would be from the second day we did Hazoya. The Shvi also could be Shvi from the third day we did, but the Revi, what is the Revi for? I don't understand. Lamali Hazoya Klal. It can't possibly be the Yom HaShlishi, and it can't possibly be the Yom HaShvi. So lo b'Shlishi yikol esvuki, lo b'Shvi yikol esvuki. Says the Gemara, no, I mean, if you're taking this seriously, why didn't you ask me the most obvious question? How is a chayach to do Hazoya Kol Shiva? I thought that the halach is a kaimalon, the Hazoya Shvuti, the inadokat HaShabbat. We learned all sugi we had back in Sochim. You're not allowed to do Hazoya on Shabbos. So obviously we're not going to do Stam, a mile beyond what we're doing Hazoya for. Sufik beyond. And we're not going to be doing Shabbos for it. Ella, how did you understand the sugi the whole time? You understood it, and when it said Kol Shiva, it meant, well, of course, Kol Shiva during the week. I mean, that's the Prat. So it meant Shiva Levar Mishabbos. So therefore, maybe it means Shiva Levar Miravim. I mean, well, what's your problem? It's saying whenever it's Shayach, that there should be a Suffolk, and whenever it's Mutter to respond to the Suffolk, that's when we do Hazoya. Therefore, says Rava, it would be best in the case. I mean, obviously, there's nothing much we could do about Yom Kippur. It sort of comes out whenever it comes out. So, you know, we can't be mafresh to Kohen Gadol in such a way to make the fourth day be Shabbos. Because Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur, and the Lab B'Didantam is not up to us. It's up to Kviva Diyarach, Taryam Milt. It's up to whenever the month is. So, okay, we have no choice but to do the Prishas Kohen Gadol on the third day of Tishrei. So, B'Tata B'Tishrei Boi Lav Frushe, V'Cholei Mat, B'Tishrei Mat, B'Tishrei Mat, B'Tishrei Mat, whatever day of the week that works out, what can you do? But the Kohen service of Parah is dependent on our determination that we're going to be bringing a Parah Adonah. So therefore, since the Bididan Tayyam Hilta, we should make sure that the forte comes on Shabbos. The way to make sure the forte comes on Shabbos is by making sure that it is a Mafrisha and a Berevi'i. So if on Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat we do the Prisha, then by definition, the fourth day is going to come out on Shabbat. Okay, now the next piece we had in the Mishnah was where we Mafrishim to? We Mafrishim to Lishkat Farhedri. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, what kind of weird name is that? That's not what it was called. The Lishkat Farhedri Naita. I mean, in all of our lists of the Lishakot, we call that Lishkat Balvati, which means the aristocratic Lishka. And you're calling it Farhedrin. Farhedrin is low class. Farhedrin means bureaucratic. You can't get as far from aristocratic and bureaucratic, no matter what you do. So how did you change the name from something that expressed Hashivut to something that expresses low classiness? You're right, says the Gemara. V'tchila, the truth is that at the beginning in Beis HaMikdash, the correct name was the aristocratic, because the Kohen is the ultimate aristocrat. That's even the word Kohen means aristocrat. Tainus Rashi, this is the simple meaning of the word. B'nei David Kohanim, aristocrats. So we used to call it the aristocratic place because of that reason. Thing was that later on, Mitoksh notnim alav mamon lekuna. Remember, what used to happen was they used to buy their way in to the Kuna Gedola after the period of Shimon HaTzadik. And that was a disaster because none of the Kohanim lived out the year because they weren't really roy to be Kohanim. So every year we would have a new Kohen Gadol. But basically, you know, what are they? Bureaucrats. In other words, they don't have any chashivas. So they're just going in there for the show, and boom. And then Melech is going to have to appoint a new bureaucrat, which is what they used to do. You know, you give around the largesse, you share it, you know. You appoint a new postmaster. It's like the postmaster. They appoint in these little towns, and, you know, they select a guy, and he's got his period to be postmaster. He makes a little money sitting around doing nothing in the post office. And they give it to somebody else when they change the... There's a story in Barnea's
name. We're in Haran. And we're all going to the little post office in Haran because to get a post office, a postcard marked Haran is unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. And we're taking pictures and we're having fun, but the postmaster walks in, sees something, we can't communicate, nobody knows Turkish, sees something going on, and he's not involved. And he makes us come into his little cubicle, which is a fourth of the size of the kitchen, sit with him with a cup of tea, and take pictures with him. He doesn't have anything, he has to be with him because he's the postmaster.
I'm wondering, why were they so dumb as to want themselves off that during 12 months?
First of all, everybody believes that he is Roy. So they're not so dumb.
I mean,
yeah, that's right. Baruch Hashem is finally somebody Roy. But my father's Zatzal used to say, you see that the experience of the Knesset of the Kodesh HaKadosh was worth sacrificing your life for.
You didn't die on the spot?
No, lo tzior shdotam. Only the guys that that actually brought did it wrong at Tzedukim. So note that Rashi keeps the gears we have over here, that machlifin ota is another gears machlifin ota, meaning the koyin. Machlifin ota means that the new guy that came in would always, it was like Borough Park. I mean, it's just the whole thing you show off. You buy a house. It doesn't matter that the house somebody just put in last year, $200 million, and then you have to tear it down and make it nicer. It has to be gutted by definition. So each guy who would come in would gut the lishka and make it a new lishka to make it nicer than it was before. And therefore, it was the lishka that was called Lishka Farhedrin.
This goes on with the White House.
This goes on
every
with
president. Every president that goes in redoes it. Nancy Reagan turned Amy Carter's bedroom into a walk-in closet. Every time they go...
fitting in.
Every Muslim ruler makes a new thing in Harabais. So they have to do something. That's 100 structures of Harabais.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so much fun to destroy them all in one.
All right.
Talk like that.
You must have a nice suit up.
That's right. Okay, come on my side. So because of that, lefichacha yukorinota lishkat farhedrin. It's amazing how the instant excuse for a Barnea neighborhood job. Postmaster, Choron, my neighbor. Any excuse. You'll say, what in the world does this have to do with the sugya that we're talking about? absolutely nothing except that it gives us insight into the Farhedrin. What a bureaucrat can really be. And it's the same idea of being machadish things, in this case being machadish tzoris, because a bureaucrat always has to show that he's there for good reason. So come up with some new problem. That's the whole point of being a bureaucrat. So here at least all they did was machadish tlishka. But if they're really a bureaucrat, they're going to figure out some new way to mess you up. So because of that, we have this mission that we had in Dmai, that if you are a professional baker, you do not have to be mafrish. We say be mafrish means to actually would be to actually give. You don't have to be mafrish anything but trumat maaser and challah, because there's nothing for us to do about, because and it's also, I mean, it's a small amount. It's not such a big deal. So trumat maaser, if you're not going to be mafrish, obviously, so then you would have a problem of tevel, and if once you're mafresh it, you're not allowed to eat it. The only possibility would be, maybe we should allow them to keep it and to sell it to Kayanim. That we didn't, because it's a small amount. It's 1/100 is trumat maaser, the 10% of the 10%. Now, truma gedola, says the Gemara Bishlama, truma gedola, okay, I understand, why not? I mean, there was never a takona to be mafresh truma gedola for demai for anybody, correct? Because the fisha shalach, here we're talking about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was sholeach b'chol gvul Yisrael. What is it? Chita achat poteret atakri. As the Gemara says, so what do I need? What does it cost me to be metaken? I'll take off one chita, fine. So that, the Amei Oretz weren't being mezalzalim. And the reason that Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni, even though it says it doesn't mafresh, it doesn't mean it doesn't mafresh, it doesn't give, you mafresh in order it shouldn't be teva. So that also not, because I'm not seeing chaviro, I love haraya. So that I can be mafresh, I'll keep it. Ani will come and say, where's my maaser Ani? I'll say, prove that it was really chayav. And I was teva. I mean, I bought it from somebody who claims he was mafresh. Same thing would be true for the maaser Rishon. But what about Maaser Sheni? I mean, why wouldn't we have him be Mafresh Maaser Sheni and come up and eat it in Yerushalayim? Why should we be Mekel? Up until now, everything else is true about everyone, not only Nachtomi. Everybody's taking off from Dmai. Originally, didn't have to take off Truma Gedola, because everybody was being Mafresh. And he's Mafresh Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani when it's appropriate, Maaser Ani. And he doesn't give it. And of course, he takes Challah. But what in the world is the reason that he wouldn't be mafresh Maaser Sheni? And remember, nowadays we take off Maaser Sheni and it's not a problem because anywhere we machal it al nina shava pruta. Okay, so that doesn't make such a problem. But if that's the question, can you be mafresh Maaser Sheni on a shava pruta? In those days it was the Uraisa. You couldn't be machal on a shava pruta. A lot of discussion. What was the difference? Why we don't do that? But in any event, there was the reason. What's important to us is that we didn't want to be matriarch than to take off Maaser Sheni. Why? Omra Ula. You know the hell these guys go through. You know these Farhedrin. What do these Farhedrin do? These bureaucrats of the government, they are always coming into, because the populace has to be kept happy, right? So they have to make sure that in my administration, the government controls on bread are firmly in place. They go into the bakeries. And they drive them absolutely crazy. Michlu bizol. They drag them down, literally. They can't make any kind of profit. Anything that we can do to save them from this Farhedrin, they should make a little bit extra profit. So that's pretty much it. We will do for them. So that gives you a sense, because each year you have a new Farhedrin. So now he's got to find his administration. He's going to drive them crazy. And that's the pshat. Kol shem asar chodesh. We have this problem. So because of this, lo etrachu rabbanan. And there it says, my Farhedrin. Porsi, the bureaucrats. Fine, that is. Well, Rabbi Shimon, the Amr Tamid Miratze. How do you explain that? Vaktiv al Meitzach v'nasa. How will the Gvalo Mokam udiyav? The Rabbi Yehuda, the Gvalo Mokam minole. That he learns me al mitzchos. It says that's where it has to be. So Rabbi Shimon, amitev v'yavan mitzchoy nachinani. So then al Meitzach, it should say v'nasa, my avidle. Amar lecha ro'ui le'meitzach meratze, she'eino ro'ui le'meitzach eino meratze lafu ki nishbar hatzitz de'lo meratze. So now, Liba the Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know nishbar hatzitz minole? Nafkele mi mitzcho. It could have just said meitzach the second time around also, yeah? It says mitzcho, Rabbi Shimon. Meitzach, mitzcho, lo mashvara. Ne'ma hanitanoi kaletanoi, the time. אחד זה ויחד זה מזין עליו כל שבעה מכל חטאות שהיו שם ברבי מי. רבי יוסי אומר, אין מזין עליו אלא שלישי ושביעי בלבד. אני נזכן הכהנים אומר, כהן השרף את הפרה, מזין עליו כל שבעה. גרו ביום הכיפורים. אין מזין עליו אלא שלישי ושביעי. זה מה אלא בוקם מפגיע. רבי מאיר סבר תומה דחויה בציבור. רבי יוסי סבר תומה הוטרה בציבור. ותסברה. יסב רבי יוסי, הוטרה בציבור. What are we doing as our כלל? למה לי? אלא דכולי אמן איתנו יסברי תומה דחויה בציבור. ואחר בוקם מפגיע. רבי מאיר סבר אמרין את תפילה בזמן המצווה. רבי יוסי סבר לא אמרין את תפילה בזמן המצווה. What? סבר רבי יוסי לא אמרין את תפילה בזמן המצווה. He is the one who holds תפילה בזמן המצווה. תניא, הרי שראי השם כתוב על בשרו. הרי זה לא ירחץ, לא יסור, לא יעמוד בבוקר מתינופת. נזדמנו לו תפילה של מצווה, קורך עליו גמי וטבל. רבי יוסי אמר נאות נקדאי. איש בירד וטבל כדרכו, just be careful בבת שלא ישפשף. וקיים אמון. ובתפילה בזמן המצווה כמפגה. לדען הקאמר סבר לא יאמין תפילה בזמן המצווה, ויש יאמין תפילה בזמן המצווה. אלא תקולה יאמו, לאן איתנו יאמין תפילה בזמן המצווה, אך הבא כמפגה. רבי יוסי סבר, it's the same thing about, רבי מאיר סבר, it's the same thing for הזוי, מקשינן הזוי לתפילה. רבי יוסי סבר לא מקשינן הזוי לתפילה. Okay, and Reb Chanina's kind of calling him hot. None of this works out for him. Wonderful. He makish hazor letfilas, and that's true. The kohen kodol miyom kippur nami. If he's not makish hazor letfilas, then I feel kohen service of our nami lo. But the truth is, he agrees that lo makish. Obviously, I'm as well as say the other way. The kohen service of pora. The reason we do it is the same reason we're doing everything. It's a mala biyama. Come on, us all the tanner abonin ain't been going to service up for the going go to biyama kippurim ella shezepri shetol kedusha, and therefore echav akonim no gimbo we're not chayish v'tuma, but the whole point of pora is prishetol tahara, ain't echav akonim no gimbo. Come on, well, could be Rabbi Meir, could be Rabbi Yos, but certainly can't be Rabbi Chaninus Kanakonim, because the Rabbi Yos Chaninus Kanakonim ikanami ha, mat keflor Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Bishlama Rishain Shemashlishi, Shani Shemashlishi, Shlishi Shemashlishi, Khamishi Shemashvi, Shishi Shemashvi, Shvi Shemashvi, Ravi. Well, what's the point? Lamali Hazakla. Love Shlishi Kalasfuki Velabishvi Kalasfuki. Nu Vulataimir Hazoko Shiva anyway. You took that seriously, Mika. Well, Kaimon, Hazar Shvu, Svenadeh Hazashabas, Elamaisak Lumaima. Shiva Lavar Mishabas Fansahina Mishiva Lavar Mivri. Omar Rava Hilkach, we have no choice. Okay, because gotta be on the Kippurim. Where it's Lobidi Dantaya Milta, fine. It's big fear the Ark, what can you do? So over there, Bitlata Batishri Baila Frushi, whatever works out, it works out. Kalimata Bitrami, Tlata Batishri Mafashin. Mashenki, the Kohen, a service of Pora, which is Bidi Dantaya Milta. There it's Kedai to start the whole process, Mafashina Labor of the Bishabas. That way, Nitrami Ravi Shlo B'Shabbos, he only misses one Hazoya. Mafreshina Tolu Lishkat Farhedrin, Tani Rabbi Yehuda. Lishkat Farhedrin Aita, Lishkat Balvati Aita. Ela Betchila, indeed, are you calling it Lishkat Balvati because it was aristocratic? But then, Mitoshno Dimalab Momon Lekuna. ומחליפין אותה, או שמעת לגרסותו, כל 12 חודש, כפרהדרין הלולו, שמחליפין אותם כל 12 חודש. לפיכך היו קוראים אותו לשכת פרהדרין. טענת המנח תומים, לא חיברו אותם חכמים לאפת של תרומת מעשר וחלה. זה אנדרסטנד, בשלום התרומה גדולה, פיין. לא, בתניא כפי ששלח יוחנן כהן גדול בכל גבול ישראל, לא רשאים אפי של התרומה גדולה בבד, I understand also even Maaser Rishon of Maaser Sheni, because why would I have to give it? I might be chaver of Araya. I don't understand. What's the heter of Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni should be mafresh and go eat in Yerushalayim. Omar Ulami, Tok Shefaradrina, Lolo Choftin, every 12 months we got another Gezerah. Vamimla, Michru Vizol, Michru Vizol, Loitrachu Rabbonon. That's exactly the point. Everybody's got to prove something, exactly the same reason that we call it Farhedrin. And what are Farhedrin? Pursi.
Today, our daf today is daf Chet. And we got right up to Neimahanitanoi. So we're about 5 miles up. about four lines up from the middle. Neima hanitanoi kanitanoi. So we found yesterday, indeed, a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that turns out to be the machloket about whether we would hold that tuma is hutra, tuma is dechuya, which was the machloket that we had earlier, the machloket amoraim and Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman. So now we want to see whether the machloket tanoim yesterday, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, reflects a machloket tanoim that we have earlier. Lema tahani tanoi kane tanoi. It's possible that the machloket that we're about to discuss is actually another element of that same machloket with other implications. The Tanya. Echad ze v'echad ze. We said earlier that when it comes to the kohen, that is mazeh, that is going to be taking care of the paraduma and the kohen that's coming for Yom HaKippurim, both of them require it to be mazin alav kol shiva, all 7 days of the prisha. We also do a hazoya. Mikol chataot shayusham, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we take all of the chataot, use a mixture to go and to be mazeh, maybe not a mixture, but we use all of the hazois every single day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what's the point of everything a single day? After all, the din of hazayah to be mitaher is to be mitaher on the third day from his tumma and on the seventh day. So what do you choshesh? That maybe he was mitameh the day that we took him. That's fine. So then the third day will be the third day from his tumma. You could do hazoyah. And then 4 days later, the seventh day, you do hazoyah. What's the point of doing it every single day? Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim Omer, it depends. Kohen Hasaref et Apara Mazin Alav Kol Shiva. When you're being Asik in Parah, we found we made many significant milas when it comes to Parah because of the Kula that we're making to be Matami, the Kohen, and we make him into a Tful Yom, the Otsim Eliban Shot Tzedukim, as we saw earlier. So if for the Parah, yes, we do Hazoya Kol Shiva. However, the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, there I agree with Rabbi Yossi that in Mazina Lavela Shlishi v'Shvi'i Bilvat. Now, L'chora, the Machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi should be dependent in whether Tumah is Tchuya B'Tzibur or Tumah is Utra B'Tzibur. L'chora, my Lapoka Miflegi. It would appear that this is the Machlokas. Rabbi Meir Savar Tumah Tchuyahi B'Tzibur. So according to Rabbi Meir, the problem over here is that since the Torah wants him really to be doing everything but Torah, and it's just that we'll accept it if there's no alternative. We have an alternative, so then let's be machmir and see to it that every single day we'll do the hazoya and be very, very clear. So in other words, makes more sense for us to be machmir and to do it as much as possible. Masha Inkein, if you hold that Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, so okay, so we'll do Shlishi V'Shvi. What do we have to go make ourselves crazy for? The Torah wasn't Makbid B'Klal. So Sigmar, what do you mean? It's Hisbara. If the Torah wasn't Makbid, what do we need to do it before B'Klal? I mean, the whole thing over here is, well, we're chayshish, maybe he's dumb. I mean, how can that be the machlokas? Yisover Rav Yossi heter yibetzivur. Hazor klal lomali. So, well, why are we being machvid bichlal to do hazaya? So, that can't be the machlokas. It must be the kuli yamani tanoi savritu metruya yibetzivur. Clearly, if we're going to be so machvid that maybe on the off chance that he was mitamei b'meis without realizing it, now, okay, so we'll do. Well, we have to do that. We only do because it's only a tchuya b'tzibur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires us to do it b'taira. The machloket over here is a different question. Rabbi Meir savar amrina tefila bizmanam mitzvah. Generally speaking, we have a machloket. Stop when it comes to hazoya, any tefila. We've seen this machloket many times before. When the Torah gives one an opportunity to be tefila, is it a mitzvah to be teivel at that point, or is it just from this point on you could be teivel? So let's say Anisha is mitzaheret that evening. So after that evening she goes to the mikveh. Or here, the Kohen, we're not sure what the correct day is. I mean, obviously, whenever you do Shlishi Vishvi, it'll be fine. Whenever you do your teivel, it'll be fine. But if you hold, we're not looking just for what's fine. We're looking for lechatchila, what the Torah wanted you to do as a mitzvah. So if you hold tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, you have no right to put off a tefillah. So if there's a chashash, maybe today is the day you should be doing it. So maybe today is Shlishi Lazarus. So do it today. Maybe it was tomorrow. Okay, so do it tomorrow. Maybe it's the next day. So do it the next day. So each day I do it because I'm choshesh that today is the mitzvah. Then I understand that I'm doing it in order to be yotze machiyev of a mitzvah tefillah bizman. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, when the Torah says you can become tahor, it doesn't mean you have to do it exactly right now. So fine, we'll do it twice. The worst circumstances is that the day that we were mafreshim, that was the day he was mitameh. Very good, so on the third day, we'll do it, on the seventh day, we'll do it. See, maybe it was the day before, so what? So the day before, it's still fine to do it on it. Is that, you know, I'm mechuyav to do it on the third day from the tuna.
Sabona, Jimbo's. So it's a blast of whites.
Oh, no, there's no difference anymore. But not anyway explain why I would need Hazoya at all, only with the Rabbi Yossi, if Tumah is true. Only problem is that according to this, it comes out that Rabbi Yossi holds that we don't say Tevila B'Zman HaMitzvah, in which case, what do we need to be Mazeh every day? Let's just go and be Mazeh once on the Shlishi or once on the Shvi. However, unfortunately, I mean, it's a nice explanation. Except that it happens to be that we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold it. And that in fact Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Where do we know that from? From a completely different sugya. Ask the Gemara, are you trying to tell me that Rabbi Yossi Savar lo amrina Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah? Savar Rabbi Yossi lo amrina Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah. Vatanya, Haresha haya shem katuv al bisaro. Suppose somebody had the Shem Hashem written in ink on his skin. No, not a tattoo. Written in ink. That's why I say written in ink. So now, we have a number of problems over here for him to go to the mikveh. If he's going to be getting the shame in water, maybe it'll be erased. You're not allowed to do anything that could cause an erasure of the shame. And other issues that the Gemara deals with are questions of what are you allowed to, where are you allowed to stand? Can you go into a bathroom? I guess you'll have to leave part of your anatomy out, you know. You certainly can't bring the shame into a bathroom and walk in with a sitter into the bathroom. So somebody has got, oh, exactly. So what we'd have to do is like this. Hareza lo yirchatz. Such a person can't wash himself. Can't take a shower. Lo yasuch. He can't use oil on his skin. Lo yamod b'makom atinofet. He can't stand in a place where it's dirty or smelly. Nizdana lo tvila shel mitzvah. Now what about if he has a chiyuv to go to the mikveh? So he has to do, become Torah for whatever reason. Korech alav gomi v'tovah. He should tie a loose gum over it, reference the tree, beech, and that way the water will penetrate, but at least it won't rub. So he won't be exposing the shame. And it won't be completely wiped out, and he'll have to go to the mikveh like that. It's not a chatzitza, because the water can penetrate, but at least it won't penetrate with any kind of pressure. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Yored v'tovel kedarko, we don't want him to put anything over it to protect it. Let him go into the mikveh the way he normally would. Bilvad shelo yeshav shef. He just has to be careful not to rub the area of the shame, because there he would be directly erasing the shame. Now, we went through the sugya over there, and it turned out that the machlokus was, the kaima, we'll get to this later in the Masechta, the tefila bizman mitzvah kamif. Okay, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether I should be concerned that if we tell the guy you can't go to the mikveh normally, you have to go to the mikveh if you find some type of semi-permeable membrane to put on top of it. What if he doesn't find it? So he won't go to the mikveh. So says the Tanakhama, said, what's the big deal? He won't go to the mikveh. We'll go to the mikveh next week. Who cares when he goes to the mikveh? Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, oh, he has to go to the mikveh today because tefillah bizman mitzvah. So Mamela, it's not kedai it's just really a tikkun bi'alma that he should put something over it. It's not that he's directly erasing the shame. So Mamela, the Tanakhama, sovereign law, mina tefillah bizman mitzvah. Therefore, they say, so wait until you get something to protect it. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Amrina Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. So how can you say now that Rabbi Yossi Shita over here, who says that it's not necessary to do the Hazayah every single day, why? Because who cares whether it's Bizmana or not Bizmana? On the contrary, Rabbi Yossi is Dafka the one who does care. the tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So this is not a very good explanation for this machloket. Okay. There's one other thing over here. I don't like that. Elo dekulei amala hanitanoi amrina tefillah b'zman mitzvah. On the contrary. In our machloket, what we have to say is, of course, oh, the fan thing. That's some noise. Yeah, and it's not bringing in any air. Okay, fine. Okay, if nobody complains, I won't. I'd rather just continue with the daf. That's okay. All right, gentlemen, decide what you want to do. That will be great. That's right. It's coming all the way from Talpiot. Chova Rakevet. Yeah. Not sorry enough, I assure you. It's okay. It gave Naftali a chance to bring in another coffee. Okay. Let's just review, since I think maybe all of the comments in between have gotten people. Let's go back a little bit here. We have a machlokas, remember, the main sugya. What are we being asked again? Is tuma hutra betziva, is tuma duchuyahi betziva. All of this ultimately drags us right back to the issue of the miluim and the hazoya that we were done, and that's why b'chlal, on many levels, we're concerned for the sugya over here. The truth is, we saw earlier that the Braita says, when it's talking about what we did in the miluim, the same way that in the miluim, Aaron and Bonav, they were purushim, and that we were mazalayan, every single day, so to Ladeiris, the Kayan that's Nichlas, he's Pereshivas Yomi, Mazan Lof Kol Shiva, you'll say there it was Dam, and here it's water, Nichlas Mayim Tachata, and so on, correct? First thing that should have struck you at the beginning of this Gemara today is, what the heck are we talking about anyway? I thought we learned it from the Bibuim. What are we looking for explanations over here? To Mehutra, to Mehutra, whatever. Well, that's not the point. You said earlier in the Braita that the miluim, there was a hazoya, nichnas mayim, tachas dam, therefore there has to be a hazoya. Well, so why all of a sudden are we arguing, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, tuma hutra? Well, that's not the issue. We were learning everything from the miluim, correct? It has nothing to do with maybe today is the first day, maybe it's the second day, maybe today. But that isn't the issue. So Tosfos uses this very point. Remember, we spoke about this Tosfos earlier, to explain again that it's clear that the limud from miluim is not really a dioraita. It's an esmachta. The Rabbanim needs some logic to make the chiyuvim of the prishan Yom HaKippurim to be the exact equivalent of the miluim. You can't really say nichlas umayim tachas dam. Where would you get such a thing? If there's a chiyuv, so then there's a chiyuv of dam, and so on. So we're looking always, when the Chachomim pattern something, they take a prototype in the Torah, and they make something somuch alav. They always look for a mechanism that should make that thing work. It should make it reasonable. You can't just pop up and say, it looks nice, it's spiritual. That isn't the idea. What are you doing it for? Memela, we're looking here for that mechanism. It's not here, it's before in Abdallah. It's not the Indiraisa. The Indiraisa means it should have the exact same form of the Indiraisa. This is a different question. It's the mechanism. We always look for a mechanism as opposed to a purpose. We may have a purpose in a takana, but we cannot exercise that takana unless we find some mechanism that justifies it.
Parallels?
No. In other words, we will not create a new concept. We need to use a concept that is already extant. So over here, tell me what the issue is. Why are you doing hazoya? What? See, what are you going to say? Well, you know, they sprinkled blood on the miluim. What does that have to do with doing a hazoya? They sprinkled blood. It's a paraduma coming in, not an amoret. What are you sprinkling it on him for? It must be that there's something that you can use to justify. So you could tell me tuma is really only tchuyah b'tzibur. So therefore, we want to make sure he's absolutely tar. Okay, you don't need more than two hazoyas for absolutely. You could tell me tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and therefore every day there's a chash. Is it the first day, or is it the third day today, or is tomorrow the third day, and so on. But you have to give me some kind of logic. Now, one possibility is, the Taisha says, if you don't agree with my approach, what you could say is that the sugya over here that's looking for an excuse is going Aliba de Resh Lakish, who said earlier that I don't learn it from the miluim, and that I learn it from Kabbalah Satayra, where there was no Hazoya. Therefore, it's only Mala B'Alma the Gemara came out. From Mala B'Alma, obviously, we need to find the Mekev. You could say that. Although it's a little bit painful to say that the Stam Sugya would now be going back on the Limud from the Milayim. Fine, but we have to approach it. So we got into the whole shaila of whether Tumah is Hutra or Tumah is Tchuya Hibetzibu when it comes to Tumat Mate, correct? Now the shaila is, what is the machlokus over here that we have today as to whether the Hazoya is done every day? Machlokus Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi, do you need to do Hazoya every day? Or do you do Hazoya only on Shlishi Vishvi? Says the Gemara originally, simple solution we thought was to say that the level of your Hakpada, that the Torah should be precisely as you would like it to be, would be dependent on whether Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah is Tchuya B'Tzibur. Says the Gemara, that doesn't really make sense, because if you hold that Tumah is actually Hutra B'Tzibur, why would you make a Mala V'Azoya? The Torah says, don't worry about it. So, I mean, this is a Chash B'Alma. I understand if the guy was literally talking. Obviously, we'll try to make him Tahar. But so you're going to tell me that on something that the Torah says, anyway, it's fine. So I should go Ad Kedei Kach and go make Azoya, maybe. Somehow he came in touch with the maids. Not reasonable. Therefore, looks the Gemara for another explanation. Says the Gemara, must be that everybody agrees that we need to make him Tahar. The Shaila is there a Chiyuv to make him Tahar the moment that he could be Tahar? That's called Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah. So if you hold Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, since the day that he walked in, maybe the third day since he's touched a mate, do Hazoya today. Maybe it's the second day, do Hazoya tomorrow. Maybe it's the first day, do Hazoya 3 days later, and so on. So that would explain why Mazin Alof Kol Shiva. But if you hold that there's no din of Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah Dafka today, so therefore, Rabbi Yossi, he claims the Gemara would hold that. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, it's sufficient to do Hazoya Shlishi Vishvi. Comes along the Gemara and says, that's a nice explanation, except it can't be true. Because we know that Rabbi Yossi himself, Dafka, says, oh no, no, you have to make sure you go to the mikvah on the right day. Where does he say that? In the sugya of somebody who has the Shem Hashem written on his skin, with ink that is erasable. So now, according to the Chachamim, look man, you don't need to go to the mikvah today. You go to the mikveh when you find something that can protect the shame that's semi-permeable and the water will get in but won't come in with any kind of kayach to erase it. Rabbi Yossi says, no, 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 it's a chiyuv. He has to go today to the mikveh. We're going to start making it difficult for him to go to the mikveh and he has to find the right material, gomi, to put on him. Maybe he won't find it. So memela, it's kedai for him to go in today just like it. Just make sure you don't actually rub the shame because then you'll be erasing it biadai. So that shows that Rabbi Yossi is Dafka, the one who holds that Tefillah Bizmana is the mitzvah. So therefore, the machlokas breaks down, the explanation breaks down that you've given for the machlokas. Comes along the Gemara now and says a new explanation. The truth is, everybody holds that Tum is Tchuyah, therefore we got to make sure we get him Tar. Everybody holds that Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah, therefore the Hazoya ought to be done on every single day, except that Hazoya is not Tefillah. So the question is, even though we're agreed that Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, because after all, even Rabbi Yossi says if he's got the shame written on his skin, go to the mikveh. But the question is, would Rabbi Yossi also hold that Hazoya Bizman HaMitzvah? Is it a din dafkin tefillah, or is it a din in all tahara? And just like on tefillah, you go to the mikveh when you can, so too when the Torah says the third day on the seventh day, it means dafka the third day. Don't take a chance to put it off to the fourth day. What does it mean? From the day that you start? We'll count now 4 days. The earliest you can go is the third day, but you want to wait a year? Fine, go a year, and 4 days later will be the seventh day. That's the question. Says the Gemara, so therefore, says the Gemara, Kulei, everybody agrees over here that certainly Tefillah Bizman is a mitzvah. The question over here is that do we compare the din of Hazoya to going to the mikveh? Therefore, it needs to be dafka at the correct time, so we do it every day. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, no, we don't compare it, and therefore you go on the third day, the seventh day, and everything's fine. Rabbi Chanina Skanakoni, asked the Gemara, but now how are you going to explain Rabbi Chanina Skanakoni? So then the Kohen B'Yom HaKippurim should also require every single day. And if you hold that there's no chiyuv for hazaya to be done dafka on the third and seventh day? So then why is the Kohen Aseret V'Sapora, which was his shita, dafka for the Kohen Aseret V'Tapara, then we'll do it every single day, not for the Kohen Aseret. I mean, either it is a chiyuv or it's not a chiyuv. Answers the Gemara, Liolam lo maki, she does not hold me ikar hadin, that you need to do the hazoya on the bedavka the third day. It's just that the earliest you could do it would be the third day. The reason that we do it for a kohen aseret v'tapara is ma'ala be'alma. It's not because of a chashash tuma any or a chashash of chiyuv. It's just another one of the ways that we show everybody the hakpada that we have on tuma when it comes to the poraduma. So the same way that we put him into a lishka to remind him every single thing in there is made out of clay gulal and clay avonim and so on, so that there should be no shaykhis to tuma, so too do we do now a hazoya every single day as part of the hachona for the avodah of the poraduma.
Because
we were making it for the tzuki.
So even if it's mitzvah, nothing's ma'akev about it.
No, for sure not.
But the seventh, 4 days later, is ma'akev.
Yeah. Because the relationship is the last day to the first day, not the first day to the tuma. That's not important. Here it's a machlokas, here, very interesting machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Hanano, how we pask him. But since it's dependent on a number of different sugyas,
so it's like a woman who's finished.
All of those issues would be dependent. Yeah, and can she go in the daytime, maybe some other time? Yeah, or is it always at night? I mean, there's a relationship to a lot of different sugyas. Okay, asks the Gemara, but the only man diomar who holds that there's an afkamina between Kohen Aseret V'Sapora and Kohen that is coming in to do the avodah in Yom Kippurim is Reb Chanina Skana Kohani, correct? In which case, keman ozo hototana rabbonan. I have another interesting braita that points out, ein bein ha-Kohen Aseret V'Sapora le-Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim. There's no real difference in terms of the way in which we prepare him. Ela shezeh prishato le-kedusha v'yachav ha-Kohanim nogim bo. The Kohen Gadol, who is now preparing to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the purpose of his Prisha? Not for Tahara. The purpose of his Prisha, essentially, obviously we're also careful, as we said earlier, to get him away from his wife. It shouldn't be Mitzameh. But the purpose of his Prisha is to put him into a matzav of Kiddush. Take away his general concerns, any kind of kalus rosh, and put him into a matzav of Ema, Yira, Ratat, and Zeya, right? That type of thing. Vashen Kain. So therefore, Echav HaKohanim can touch him, because we're not being choshesh, we're not making wild takonas over here that maybe somebody's stomach will touch him. So we said earlier, but well, what happens if one of the Kohanim dies suddenly? We said we're not chayesh for that. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen that is, we're going to do the Poraduma, Zeh Prishato L'Tahara. So over there, the whole point is that since we made our Kula because of the Tzedukim, we're very machmir in the Taira. And therefore, we're going to be machmir also. So now, nobody's allowed to touch him. Maybe somebody will be metamiyim. Now, this statement does not work out according to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim. Because according to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim, there's another very significant difference. A clear difference. One, we do the Azoya every day, and one, we do the Azoya only on Shlishi V'Shvi'i. Well, why does it mention? So therefore, must be, O Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yos, the E Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim, it's got to be going Aliba, either Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yos, because if it was going according to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim, why doesn't it mention also, not the theory, Zeh Prishato, Vezeh Prishato, but the physical difference, a simple physical difference. The difference being whether I'm Mazin Olav every day or not Mazin Olav every day. Tosis points out, I mean, if you're looking for physical differences, you could say the difference that he goes to Lishkat Farhedrin and he goes to Lishkat Beit HaEved. So first Tosfos says, look, I mean, we're talking about differences in Chashivut. We're not talking about different, what's Nafkamina, you're in this part, you're in that part, I mean, we'll give it a different name to your room. What's the difference what room you're staying in? So that's the, obviously the Gemara didn't mean that. But the difference between Mazin Olav Kol Shiva, Mazin Olav only Shri Shiva Shri, that's a very significant difference in terms of the Chashivut. But he also says another teres. And his other teretz is that included in Prishato L'Kedusha or Prishato L'Tahara is what Lishka you enter. Because Prishato L'Tahara is not that you're not in a Makom Kadesh. Lishka's Beit HaEvan wasn't in a place that was Kadesh. Whereas Lishka's Farhedrin was. It may have been open L'Chol in order to allow him to sleep there, so it doesn't have the dinim, but at least it's in the Makom of Kedusha. Mashein came the Pora Aduma. The Kohen there is not even in a Makom that's Kodesh. We don't put him anywhere in the Azara. So over there, Lishkat Beit HaEvan is included in Prishato L'Tahara. It's another possibility. It's a possibility that raises problem. Because if you say that, then you could also say that the difference between Rav Chanina's Kana Kohanim is also included in Zeh Prishato L'Kedusha and Zeh Prishato L'Tahara. That's what Tosafot wants to avoid this approach. Since I'm calling it Prishato L'Tahara, more Machbron is Tahara, so therefore we do the Hazoya every day. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is saying that when they're fasting, and Harabais has a higher level of Yushalayim. This is perhaps talking about the Herodian extension and saying it's called Harabais.
No, I don't think so. He means it's not called Kedush in terms of Machan Hashchina. Because if you learn that a Balkari can't be Nichnas, how are you going to explain that? Certainly a Balkari is Nichnas to Yerushalayim. Okay. All right, so that's part of that sugya, whether this is that Mi'ikar Adin, is that special takonos in various parts. Obviously, there's Mekudesh Mimeno, Achel Mekudesh Mimeno, and so on. I mean, it doesn't mean he's not being says to the Mishnah. Fine. So must be going Alibi to Rebbe, either Rebbe Yossi or Alibi to Rebbe Meir, but how could it work out according to Rebbe Chanina's Ganakai? Maskiflo Rebbe Yossi to Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Yossi to Rebbe Chanina says, I have a problem with this whole sugya. There's something's not adding up over here. Because now that you're telling me that the din of the Hazayah is not some kind of magic hocus pocus that I'm learning out from the Milui, but that there's a purpose in it. You're telling me the purpose is whether Hazayah bismana mitzvah. That's what you're saying, bottom line. So now, if that's the purpose, how do you explain the fact that it says over here we're mazin on him every single day? How every single day? The first day may be the third day from his tumah. The second day may be the third day. The third day may be the third day. But he certainly didn't become tummy after we brought him in. So why are we doing the Hazoya on the fourth day? And don't try to tell me we're doing the Hazoya on the fourth day because maybe the fourth day is the seventh day, because that doesn't help, because the seventh day that didn't come after a third day is not the seventh day. It's just the third day. Because whenever the first Hazoya is, that's the third day. The earliest that first Hazoya can be would be the third day from the tumah. But there's no such thing as Hazayah on the seventh day when there wasn't Hazayah on the third day. Such thing is impossible. So therefore, there would be no purpose whatsoever in being Mazah on him on the fourth day. The fifth day, yes, the fifth day could be the seventh day if the first day was the third day. The sixth day could be the seventh day if the second day was the third day. And the seventh day could be the seventh day.
If you didn't find water on the third day.
What water?
Person who needed,
not water, we're talking about the Par Aduma here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't
have Hazayah. Didn't have
Hazayah on the third day. You postponed it for 2-3 days.
That part is Achiev. The relationship between the third day and the fourth day, that everybody agrees.
You missed the third day.
Fourth. I'm sorry, the third day and the seventh.
You missed the
That's
third,
Achiev.
You missed the third day.
So now he does the fourth day, and that becomes the third day, and then he does the seventh day.
So the fourth day becomes the third day.
The third day. Or the fifth day becomes the 317th day becomes the third day. Whenever it is.
Why can't the fourth day be the seventh?
Because he didn't do a Hazoya on the third day to make this the seventh day. Being the seventh day from the tumah is meaningless. It'll now be the third day. Yeah. So therefore, asks now the Gemara, I don't understand the logic anymore. The whole thing now breaks down. Because Bishle Marishon, you could say the first day may be the third day, Shemesh Lishi. The Sheni, you could also say maybe the second day is the third day. You could say the third day maybe is the third day. You could say the fifth day is maybe the seventh day. Okay, so Chamishi Shemashvi. You could say the sixth day is maybe the seventh day, assuming that the third day was the second day. You could say Shvi Shemashvi, and the seventh day may even work out to be the seventh day, if the third day worked out to be the third day. But you certainly can't explain to me that the Revi is anything. So why in the world are we doing Hazoya on the fourth day of this Prisha? Lomuli Hazar Kalal. Lobishli Sheikalasfuke can't be the third day, V'lo b'shvi'igalis v'kei, and it can't be the seventh day. Says the Gemara, yes, that's brilliant. But can I ask you a little question that maybe you never thought of? Did you really walk in here with your question believing that when we said we'll do Azoya every single day, we mean, literally, we do every single day, including Shabbos? I mean, Shabbos has a tendency to come out every 7 days. So then sometime in that 7 days, is it going to be a Shabbos? Or Kaimel on the Azar Shvuti, Ve'ino Dochet HaShabbat. We do not do Azoya on Shabbos, because it's similar to Mitakin. Because the person who was not suitable now becomes suitable. So we don't do it on Shabbos. Whatever day would be on Shabbos, we wouldn't do it.
So it would be pushed off on the Shmi. You definitely don't do it for the
so
seventh
the
day
of Shabbos.
Yeah.
Huh? You definitely have to make it so that the seventh day isn't on Shabbos ever.
Well, you can't make it because Yom Kippur decides when it's going to be.
Or the third day.
We'll get to that.
Besides that.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's wait till we finish. Elamayit lach lemeimar. So what do you? How did you understand it? When you walked in here, how did you understand it? That when we said kol shivat hayamim, we meant, obviously, all 7 days, unless there's a reason not to. I mean, unless it comes out on Shabbos. Fine. So it also means all 7 days, except for the day that it doesn't make sense to do the Hazayas. It makes sense that it's Levar Miravi. Therefore, says Rav, I mean, obviously the point of this is that if we can make it work out that the Ravi is Shabbos, then that's what we do. In other words, if you're coming to talk about the Paradum, Paradum is up to us. We schedule it, right? All right, so that's a Caesarean already. So now we're going to schedule the Parah Adumah. If we schedule the Parah Adumah, we make it work out that the fourth day is Shabbos. Yom Kippur is hard to... Yom Kippur we don't schedule. Hilkach Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, Delav b'Didan Talya Milta, B'Kviya D'Yarcha Talya Milta. So when it comes to the Preach of the Kohen Gadol, which is not up to us, it's up to whenever Rosh Chodesh comes out. So over there, what can we do? Beplata b'tishrei, boy lafrushi. We certainly have to make the hafrasha on whatever day of the week the third day of Tishrei comes out to be, and that's 7 days before Yom Kippur. For chol ema dimitrame tlata b'tishrei, whatever day of the week it is, mefreshinu le. Avo kohen asarefet hapara, over there we could schedule it to be didan talya milta. So we always do the hafrasha on a Wednesday. Because that way, the fourth day from the Hafrashah is always a Shabbos. So then we don't have to miss any days, because we were going to miss Shabbos anyway. And we don't need for Revi's. Works out perfectly. Fine. The next words in the Mishnah were, Mafrishino to where Lishkat Farhedrin? Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda asked, what's this Lishkat Farhedrin? There was no Lishkat Farhedrin. I know that Lishka. The name of that Lishka was Lishkat Balvatei Haita. Lishkat Balvatei is a lashon of tremendous chashivut. It means, the Rabbi Nochanan brings that in Greek, they would use Balvatei to mean a consultant. So a consultant, somebody you go to for an etza. Yeah, that's already a choshev thing. But to call it Lishkat Farhedrin? Oh man, Farhedrin means the bureaucrat's room. Like, we want to turn the Kohen Gadol into a bureaucrat.
Why isn't that the bulletorium?
Good for my company, bulletorium.
I like that. We should
bulletorium.
I like
bulletorium. You should have used baluti instead of bulletorium. You know? Ela b'tchila, the point is like this. It used to be when Shimon HaTzadik was around, and he was a Kohen Gadol for so many decades. And over there, everything was B'kedusha, B'taira. They indeed did. They did used to call it Lishkat Balvatei. You're right. But what happened after the death of Shimon HaTzadik is that the Tzedukim got the upper hand, and they started to buy their way into the Kuna Gedela. Of course, the problem is when somebody buys his way into the Kuna Gedela, he doesn't usually get the position the next year because he's in his grave. So they needed somebody else the next year. So they used to switch Kohanim Gedolim every single year. So at that point, they made fun of it. We now switch the Kohen Gadol every 12 months. It's like these political appointees. You know, it's every time a new guy comes in, he's got to appoint a whole new staff, you know. So, Every 12 months is another guy in there. You make friends with the first bureaucrat before you know that somebody else is in there making you trouble. So to make the point of what they thought about this process, they changed the name of the consultant's room to the bureaucratic room.
Officially?
Officially. In the Mishnah, how more official can you get?
Spray
paint. No, not Tom. The actuary tables were bad. they used to charge the same amount as the insurance. So, in fact, we see, by the way, the use of this word, Farhadrin, and how it is that they used to act, from the following. It says that Tanhatam, as we learned in Masechet Dumai, Hanachtumim lo kivu otan chachamim lafrish ela trumat maaser v'chala. Normally speaking, we have a chiyuv to be mafrish if we go and we buy personally flour from an amar. So we would have to go be mafrish d'mai everything except truma gedolos. We'd have to take a maaser sheni, we'd have to take off maaser ani. And by Sasheni, we would be paid it and go and eat in Yerushalayim, or directly eat in Yerushalayim. Nachtomim do a heck of a lot of business. And the Chachomim were not Mechayev a Nachtom, who buys flour or grain from an Amoritz, to take off my Sasheni. All he had to do was take off Trumat Maaser. The reason he has to take off Trumat Maaser is because if you don't take off Trumat Maaser, there's a chiyuv already of Misa of eating it. Maaser Sheni, there's no chiyuv him. But to take Maaser, to leave off Trumas Maaser, and it's a small amount, 1/100, he should take off Trumas Maaser. Chal, of course, he has to take off after he makes the dough. Now, Truma Gedolah, I understand why he doesn't have to take off. Officially, Truma Gedolah lo detanya. Lefisha Shalach Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was the source of the original Takana on the Demai. So he first made a survey of what the Nahug was all across the land. And Shalach Bechol Gvul Yisrael, V'ra'a She'en Ma'frishin Ala Truma Gedolah Bevad. He saw that there, as far as 100% compliance with the dinim of Trumas and Maaseres, the only thing that was universal compliance was Truma Gedolah. The reason there was Truma, the reason there was compliance is because you could take anything. So why should a guy not, even if he doesn't want to do the takana the Chachomi made, to take off a 40th or a 50th or a 60th, so take off a grain. But he certainly doesn't want to get into trouble to burn for a grain. I mean, at least he'll take off the din of the teva from it. So that everybody would do. Even the Amoris are smart enough to figure that out. You can pot it with the grain. They know that they're fine. But the rest, he was gezer. Now, the question of Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani, even though he's mafrish trumas oni meiser oni, I mean, and meiser, maybe it's meiser rishon that would be given to Levian, but he'll tell the Levi to prove it. I'll keep it until you prove to me that the guy that I bought from didn't take off meiser hamotzi mechaveru alav araya. That's fine. Doesn't cost me a dime. I could take off meiser oni if it's a meiser oni and not a meiser sheni here. The oni comes to collect. Prove it. How do I know it's yours? But Meiser Sheni, they didn't take off. Why not? Asks the Gemara. Meiser Sheni nifreshov and naskov and ichlua b'Yerushalayim. What's so terrible? Take off the Meiser Sheni and you'll eat in Yerushalayim. It's not that you're losing the money. You still get to keep the money. Omar Ula, the reason, and this is why we bring this in our sugya, the reason that we're treating them so gently to say that they are not mechuyev to take off Maaser Sheni is because they are in Gehak Tzoras anyway. Because mitoch shefar hedrin halalo, choftim otam kol yud beit chodesh. Every year, there's some new shmo in the tax collector's office, okay? Obviously, every one of these guys has to prove his worth. So each one comes up with a new gezeira. Everybody else had a loophole. I'm here to show you we're going to close all the loopholes. So they're going to get you this year. So the poor factories are always constantly under pressure from these guys. So the Chachamim said, no, you know what? These guys are going to go running around. I'm going to make sure the price of bread is brought down by 4%. So, michru bizol, Everybody should support our party because we lowered the price of bread. It's in today's news. So sell cheaply, sell cheaply. So you get it on all sides. You make any money, they take it from you, the taxes. Then to sell, they don't want you to make the money in the first place. So therefore, lo atrachu rabbon. Rabbonim said to be matriach, these guys, that they should have to go now. Take off Maizah Sheni. So it's a chashash b'alma. Rov ame aretz, after all, do take off Maizah. For these people, we're not going to be geyser. Lo atrachu rabbonim. My parhedrin, you've been using the word loosely. What are parhedrin? Pursi. They're bureaucrats. And therefore, we bring this in to show you the idea of every 12 months, a new guy coming in to figure out how to make life harder. So they're going to be every 12 months, we had a Kohen Gadol coming in to the Lishkat Sanhedrin.
Would someone from this bread or what need to fix it himself?
This is a big shayla in the Rishayim. What the question is like this. When we say that they don't have to take off Maisa, does that mean there's no fear of taking off Maisa? Or does it mean that the buyer, of course, would buyer beware? But then you get into a question. So then undoubtedly we're talking about Nachtonim, there are Chaverims, and now they're being marketed. So how could they sell to somebody? The whole thing is very problematic. From Rashi, the Mashma'ut is that the Chachamim weren't Gezer Dmai. The buyer also wouldn't have to worry about it. Tosfos doesn't like that approach at all. And then he brings Yerushalmi that Lemaisa, if they would be selling to an Am Haaretz, then Ein Hachinami. They would have to worry about it. It's just generally a chaver is always mad. The chaver will never let out of his hand something that doesn't have complete tikkun. That's what they left off. No, therefore comes on the chaver. This halacha, they said, there's no din of chaverut in that. But certainly if you know you're going to be machsho somebody, so then you would have to take care of it. You're going to sell to an amoret. It's not taking off the chiyav of maisa bichlal. According to this other shittas in the Rishonim that they took off only the chiyav of going to Yerushalayim to eat it. So that you can be paid at stam on a mashu, and you don't have to go up and eat it. But it's not that they took off the chiyav of taking off the maiser. Just like it says over here, they only have to take off truma maiser. But a minute later it says, but of course they have to take off the maiser rishon. They have to take off the Maiserani, they just don't have to give it. So here too, says the Ritva, means they have to take off to be mafish the Maiser Sheni, but then they're paid it on just the penny, and they don't have to take the penny up to Yerushalayim. That's a chat lo atrachu. No. What do you mean mitam sofik? Demai is worse than a sofik. Demai is not even a sofik.
Yeah.
Because rov is that they're Maiser. So mitam, that they never made the takona of Demai, on nachtonim, on this level, that the Bukhi have to treat it like actual Maiser. But certainly they didn't take off the Chiyav of Maiser, because then you'll get into the whole problem. What about the buyer and so on? That's it. Okay. So we have three basic approaches. They took off the Chiyav, the Chlal, and they weren't Geyser Demai. They were Geyser Demai, but the buyer beware. In which case, if the doctor knows he's selling to an Amar, he has to take care of it. Or they were Geyser Demai, but they allowed you to be paid on pachot mishavyo, even on a shavar pruta, and they were not mechayev you to take it up to Yerushalayim, in which case the buyer does not have to beware because it's already been taken care of. This accomplishes the same thing, but it's just without changing the ikar chiyev of what the gzeiros and the mai is. Okay, we're up to Chazora here on Daf Chet. About four lines up from the middle. Neima hanitanoi kanitanoi de tanya, chatzevea chatze mazina lav koshiva mikochato shayusham div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yosi omer in mazina lav elashlishi vishvi dovar. Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim says it depends. Kohen asarevet apara mazina lav koshiva. Kohen gadol biyom kippurim in mazina lav elashlishi vishvi. My love, bohaka miflege. Rebbe Meir, who holds you have to do it every single day, savatu metruyi betzivu. Therefore, get to it. Rabbi Yossi saw to me heter, but see, well, what are you going to be so makbid about? Ah, come on, man, the tisbra. He saw Rabbi Yossi heter, but see, well, so what's he doing our zobichlal for? Obviously, if we need to do any type of azoy, it's got to be because of tumetchuya. The machlokas is like this: Rabbi Meir savar amin atvila bizman amitzvah. Rabbi Yossi savar lo amin atvila bizman amitzvah. What? Rabbi Yossi Sava lo amin tefila bismana mitzvah, v'atanya. Hare shayoshim katuv al bisaro. Hare ze lo yirchatz v'lo yasuf v'lo yamud v'makom atinofet. Nizdam lo tefila shom mitzvah korech alav gomi v'tovel. Rabbi Yossi omer yored v'tovil kedarko, because we're afraid he won't find the gemi. Ubevad shelo yishav sheif. V'kaimelon de betfilah b'zmanah mitzvah kamif. Again, Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds tefilah b'zmanah mitzvah, and therefore we don't have to run around looking for something. Okay. Yes, Sakhanagabas of Alarm into the Zmanamits, Rebus of Armin to the Zmanamits. Okay. Kuli Amalan it's an Armin to the Zmanamits. Okaba Kamifli, Rebbe Meir's of a Makshin and Hazala Tfila, Rebbe Yossi Sava, Tfila is Zmanamits, but not Hazayag, as Lomachin Hazala Tfila. So what about Rebbe Chanin is Kana going, even a man of Shach, he makish Hazala Tfila, so then it's a Tfila going over Yom Kippur Nami. If he's not makish Hazala Tfila, a Tfila kind of service up for all, so shouldn't require every day. Liolam lo makish. The only reason we do kind of service of prayer every day is not because it's a mitzvah. It's because ma'ala bi'alma. Kaban also the Tana Rabbanan ben kohen asurif at aparav kohen gadol b'yam b'kipurim. Elo sheze prishato l'kedusha v'yachav ha'kohanim no gimbo. V'ze prishato l'tahara v'ine yachav ha'kohanim no gimbo. Kaman? Well, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you, it's either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi. Can't be Rabbi Chanina's God calling because of Yikonami Ha. And leaves out the thing about everyday Azoya. Maskele Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Bishlema Rishon, I understand, maybe the third. Sheni Shema Shlishi. Shlishi Shema Shlishi. Chamishi Shema Shvi. Shishi Shema Shvi. Shvi Shema Shvi. But Ravi, Ravi Alamali Azor Klau. Lo Bishlishi Iglesvuke Velo Bishvi Iglesvuke. Nu, Velotaymech Azor Koshiva Miika, seriously. Hakaimelan Dazar Shvuti Veina Dochata Shabbat. Elamait lach lameimar, when it says Shiva, it means Shiva as you can. Levar mi Shabbat. So okay, it means Shiva as you need. Levar mi Revi. Amar Rabbi Yochav, Kangaro b'yam b'kipur is not up to us. So therefore, it's b'kviya di'archa, whenever it comes out, b'tlata b'tishrei b'ri lafrushay, and whenever it is, kolei matem mitra b'tama b'tlata b'tishrei. Whether it's on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, mafreshinolei. Not really accurate what I just said, of course, because Yom HaKippur has to work out on certain days of the week. Aval, kohen asrei b'taparad b'didan tal yamilta, so then we make it work out that we're always mafreshim on a Wednesday. Kechadinit rami ravi shalom b'shabbat. Levishkat farhedrin. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar v'chilishkat farhedrin haita. I thought the name of that lishka was lishkat balvate haita. Elo b'tchila hayu korinot alishkat balvate, which is a lashon of chashivut. Mitok shenot himalav mamon lekuna. And now, after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, machlifinot ha'kol shnei masachodesh, kifahedrin alalo, shemachlifinot ha'kol shnei masachodesh. So we wanted now to take these show-offs, and we call it Lishkat Farhedrin. This, after all, is the only way they can express themselves in life, by making prettier doors and desk plaques. You know? So let his desk back be Lishkat Farhedrin. Yeah, basically, yeah. Tzunat, anachtomim lo chivu atan chachamim lafish ala trumat maaser v'chala. Vishleim etruma gedola lo, the tani lafish shalak v'chol gvule Yisrael, v'ra she'ein mafishin ala truma gedola, meaning 100%, ala truma gedola bilvat. Okay, maaser isha maaser ani, he doesn't have to give, because amotzi b'chavar ala varaya, even though he will be mafish. But maaser sheni, why can't he just be mafish and take it up to Yerushalayim? Omraula, mitok shefarhedrin halalo. This was an earlier usage of the word farhedrin. Choftinotan kol shemas hachodesh. Vomrim lahem, michrubizo, michrubizo. Lo atrachu rabbanan. My farhedrin, purisim. So you see, from this Gemara, the more you try to get covered for yourself and doing stupid show-off things, the less covered you have.
So, Yom Kippur, the Sunday before Yom Kippur.